his life, and he spent 10 years under Phil Martelli at St. Joe's.
That's impressive.
25 years of coaching, playing for Herb McGee and Coach Phil. That was unbelievable what they accomplished, Pencrest District 1 Championship.
A couple stats out for Hershey. We're saying some shout-outs for Hershey. Jake Wilson's led them in scoring the last three games. He averages almost 12 points a game, has made 36 threes, and shoots 50% beyond the arc. Very impressive. And Sean Collar averages 9.2 points a game, has made 23-pointers. He shoots 48% clip beyond the arc. And they have a couple snipers.
Want to thank Coach for the stats, too. Coach Blackburn, very, very the nice. Former Carlisle High School great. A lot of his friends in Carlisle listening tonight. He won a couple state championships with Billy Owens in 85 and 86. And here we go. It's Mallon against Painter. Tap is controlled by the Trojans. And Blackburn, he gets it to Luke Hedrick, the sophomore. Man-to-man defense. Hershey with the ball just underway. Left of the key, Collar. Out to Hedrick. Top of the key. They move the ball around very, very well. Great coach. 13-13. Hershey, tough schedule. Do or die tonight. Driving. Dish underneath. The Painter layup is no good, but he's fouled. Drew Painter, 6'4 junior, big body. And he again, it's a football guy out there.
Very impressive. They spread him out. They ran a little motion there.
Personal foul, Chris Mills.
Copy.
Painter shooting two. Nice touch. Drew Painter, 1-0 Hershey, the Trojans.
That was Luke Hedrick, did a great little pump fake. Drove into the paint and found his friend.
Misses the second. Nice box out. Rebound Mills. Pencrest white uniforms with the orange, yellow, and red trim. And Hershey blue uniforms, white and red trim. Right to left is Norwood. We have a double dribble called on Tyler. 23.3 points a game.
A little bit of nerves.
Turnover and back to the Trojans.
We haven't seen that a whole lot in the last few games.
No. Nope.
Winner of this game takes on the Survivor. Game starting in about 15-20 minutes up in Lebanon, Sam Bowie's hometown, Chester, and Milton Hershey, who played Hershey High this year. Painter to the basket on the give and go. Lay it up and in.
Give and go. He was wide open.
Well,
nobody covered him.
It was a screen roll from the side. It wasn't anything terribly tricky.
College football programs, they look for very athletic kids, and he can move. You can't be a stiff, and you play multi-sports. You have a better chance of getting scholarships. Norwood guarded closely in there by Hedrick. Now getting it out. Left wing corner ball stolen away. Good hands, Mike Mayer.
Oh,
out of bounds on our table. Good job. Mike played back today very smooth, and the ball will stay with Pencrest. 6:47 to go, first quarter, 3-0 Hershey.
And notice they trapped him. Tyler on the sideline there. The first time I've seen any kind of pressure against Tyler.
It's Ross to inbound, out high. Mallon flips it back to Ross, left of the key. Now with the ball between the circles is Norwood, Mills. Top of the key, rough and left of the key is Norwood, dribbling to the left side. Now to Mills. Mills looking in the lane in trouble. Now to Ross. Ross pulls back. And that's Justin. Now to Norwood. 6:20 to go. Quarter number one from Marple Newtown High School. Overflow crowd. Live on Delco Hoops. Crossover. Here's a three ball. Norwood back to the rim. No good. Mallon the rebound. Knocked away by Hershey. By Collar. We have a possession arrow on the tie-up. Going with, the ball will go with Pencrest. The Lions and the Trojans here. And the ball will be inbounded under his offensive basket by Norwood. Guarded by Hedrick. Foul line Mills, penetrating Mills. Gets it out to Ruffin. Flips it now to Ross. Ball knocked away from behind. Big strong kids, mid-pen. District 3, it's tough.
Sure.
And it's been a long time since they won a state playoff game, Hershey. Something's got to give here tonight. In the right wing corner is Norwood. He dribbles it out, then gets it back to the corner to Mills. Mills out high now. Far side to Ross. Now between the circles, Norwood. Right of the key is Mills. Now driving rough into the basket. Up, no, but a foul. Going to be a blocking foul on Hershey. They call it on Wilson. Jake Wilson, 6'2 junior. That'll be his first, team's first. 5:46 to go. First quarter, 3-0 is the score in favor of Hershey. And at the line, shooting two is Ruffin.
Like the fact he attacked the rim.
First by Manny is good. And this is a very familiar gym. Because Pencrest plays here at Marple Newtown. helps a lot.
It's intriguing, though, the first couple possessions. Hershey's obviously knows where Norwood is.
Right.
And they're running men at him. They're switching screens. And they don't want him to get off whatsoever.
Nothing but net. 2 for 2 for Ruffin. Somebody's birthday. They're shouting out here. Drew Painter looking down low in the lane. Off the glass. Missing the shot. Collar. And the rebound, Pencrest. Norwood comes back right of the key. This team will not get phased. Norwood, right wing corner, Mallon. Mallon dribbles a couple of times. Mills, right side. Right of the key, now top of the key, and flipping it off Norwood to Ross. Norwood left of the key from Mallon. Looks to penetrate. The floater around the rim. No good. Battling for that rebound. It's taken by the Trojans of Hershey. Sean Culler gives it to Hedrick. Hedrick left of the key. Right of the key, Collar. To the wing. Now almost a double dribble.
Yes,
close guard. Call. Jake Wilson has it for Hershey to Hedrick. Now driving to the basket. Double team. Missing the shot. There is the strong rebound by the Division I recruit. Good. Wow. And a foul. He is a man in there. Drew Painter.
Very strong. Very strong.
And a foul. 5 points for Painter. 5-2 Hershey.
It's early, David, but the first four shot attempts by Hershey have been all right at the rim. So I think they've been a conscious effort, Coach Blackburn, to attack Pencrest down low.
Free throw, Painter is good. Big article on Drew in the Penn Live Harrisburg Patriot today, getting another football scholarship offer. 6-2. Painter, all the points for Hershey. 4.5 to go in quarter number one. It's Norwood spinning right to the foul line. Stops. Pops. Too strong. Mills, the offensive rebound. Yes! The grinder. No rebounds. No rings, Pat Riley said. 6-4. 4:10 to go. First quarter, 2-point lead, Hershey. Right of the key, Collar. Driving baseline ball knocked away from behind by Norwood. It'll stay with the Trojans. Pencrest and Hershey. 4:07 to go. Quarter number one. State tournament. Got to win them all now. Down low. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Mills. Good defense by Mallon. Driving to the basket. Layup by Ross is good. Justin Ross, our buddy Jim Alsman, public address announcer, doing a great job. We're tied at 6. 3:48 to go. In the first quarter, Painter top of the key, left of the key, Hedrick top of the key now to Blackburn. Right of the key, Painter, ball looking down low, deflected away, but in the left wing corner, Blackburn pits it up, top of the key, Painter. Now getting it to Wilson, Painter right of the key. Painter looking, we're tied at 6. The give and go again, off the glass for 2 by the coach's son, Luke Blackburn. Burn averages 8 points a game.
That was a pretty little hook shot there. Very nicely done.
5 shots all at the rim.
And the score is now 8-6. Hershey. Mallon, top of the key. Left of the key, Ruffin. Right of the key, Norwood. Stops, pops, around the rim, no good. And they battle for that rebound. It's taken by Hershey Wilson. I think the score should be 8-6.
It should be 8-6, right?
Yes,
in favor of Hershey.
Yep.
Right.
All right.
That's what I got.
Luke Hedrick, top of the key.
There it is.
Right side, Wilson. Down low again for Painter. Spins. Wide open. Blackburn for 3. Got it.
Wow.
Luke Blackburn has 5. Painter has 6. 11-6. 5-point lead for the Hershey Trojans. From District 3, right side of Harrisburg, Ruffin, left of the key. 2:20 to go, quarter number 1. From Marple Newtown High School, Mallon the jumper. Yes, 15-footer from left of the foul line. 6'3 senior, averages 8 points a game. Mallon.
Mallon and Mills are getting more involved. That's what Pencrest needs.
Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, Hershey with the ball, 3-point lead. Collar looks to drive. Now gets it left wing corner for Wilson. Down low for Painter. And a Painter pulls up and hits a nice 15-foot jumper. So Painter has had an unbelievable first quarter. Crowd gets quiet. He has 8 points. 13-8 in favor of Hershey.
Crazy stat for you. Pencrest shooting Tyler Norwood, 0-for-4. Rest of the team, 3-for-3. That will change, I can guarantee it.
Buck 51 to go in the first quarter. This is a team among their losses. Milton Hershey, a powerhouse up there that plays Chester tonight. Mallon for three straight away. Short rebound. As checking into the game was Chase Wallace. He's got the long dreads for Hershey. Wallace, nice rebound. Athleticism, top of the key. Painter down low to another newcomer into the game. In and out for Nick Hines, 6'7", junior. Into the game for Hershey. Boy, that ball was halfway down. Norwood, right wing for Pencrest. Fires a three ball. Yes! Okay. Tyler Norwood, first three of the night. 13-11 Hershey. Coming up on a minute to go in quarter number one. Live from Marple Newtown High School. Driving to the basket, looking, is Wallace, top of the key, Painter. Left side, Collar. Now Painter for three. Now check that. That's a three ball for Chase Wallace. 6'1 junior. Two trays in the game for Hershey. They lead it by five, 16-11.
Starting to rain threes. Be careful.
35 seconds go first quarter. Right of the key, Ross. Top of the key, Norwood. Norwood dogged in there by the Hershey defender, Blackburn. He dribbles in and out side of the lane, right of the key. 23 seconds to go, first quarter. 5-point lead, Hershey. The Trojans would love nothing better to play their Milton Hershey counterpart. In round number two, we're down to 10 seconds right now. First quarter, Norwood straight away, guarded by Wallace. Behind the back dribble, pull-up jumper short. Nice block by Wallace. Follow, no, by Mills, but he's fouled with 1.4 seconds to go. And big, big play in this game, all but early, but Mills grabbing that air ball.
Chris Mills has been really aggressive. He's got the four rebounds already, and he's just been real aggressive under those boards.
And that's their MO, their second-chance points. Both Mallon and Mills are great with it. Good.
Free throw good by Mills. He has three.
On the shot, I think Tyler got hit in the shot, by the way. The guy was right up in his arm. He's not a big fake or a flopper, so...
Blackburn, Blackburn comes out of the game. Hedrick is back in. 1.4 seconds ago, first quarter. 4-point lead. Hershey, again, good. They get the ball in. And from three-quarters court, it's wide to the left. After one quarter of play, the opening round of the state tournament boys basketball 5A level. The visiting Hershey Trojans, 16, Pencrest 13 on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back at Marple Newtown High School, it is Hershey 16, Pencrest 13 after one quarter of play. And the winner of tonight's game takes on either Milton Hershey, has a record of 21-5 against Chester, 20-6. We also have a Delaware County team from the Del Valle in 6A. They play tomorrow. It's the Penwood Patriots, 18-9, way up in Milton. And they take on the red-hot Williamsport Millionaires, making their first appearance in the state since 2013.
Wow. Pencrest shot 4-for-10 that quarter, 40%, 1-for-3 beyond the arc. How about Hershey? I said that the jet lag would get him on the long ride.
Yeah.
Shot 6-for-9, 67%, 2-for-2 from three. My gut is going to slow down a little bit for them soon.
Wallace, foul line Painter out to Wallace. Three ball again, a line drive. It's short. And the rebound taken by Ruffin for Pencrest. Left side to Mills. The Mallon shot blocked from behind by Hines, the big fella. And here comes Hershey back. Coach Blackburn using a lot of kids. Griffin Jackson into the game, the sophomore. Driving left side, Hedrick. Hedrick looking. No cross-court pass. Good job right there. Now to Wallace.
Pencrest now in a zone.
Wallace looking. Right of the key, Hedrick. Hedrick, left of the key, Wallace to Hedrick. Right wing corner, three ball is good. Nothing but net for the young man, Griffin Jackson. And now it is a six-point lead for Hershey. 7 minutes to go before halftime. Left of the key to Ruffin. Pencrest back from media. Driving Norwood, floater. It's no good. Well, it's good. They're going to wave it off. Offensive foul on Norwood.
Drew Painter took the heat, stepped over, and I think it was a good call.
Football guy.
Yes, he is. Pencrest was at a 1-3-1 last time down. Last time down, switched to zone and led up a wide-open baseline shot. Now it looks like they're picking up man-to-man.
All kinds of celebrities in the house, including Andrew Hunt, one of the great referees. All right, here comes Hershey with the ball. Six-point lead, 6:45 to go, second quarter. Dave Berman and the gang on DelcoHoops.com. Wallace left of the key now. Collar. Collar drives off the glass. 2 points for Collar, and this crowd is stunned. And a timeout is called by, I think it's going to be by Pencrest.
Yeah, 6:30.
6:37 to go in the second quarter. It's an 8-point lead for Hershey. State Tournament, Boys Hoops, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgeman Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
The Hershey Trojans leading this game 21-13, opening round 5A state tournament. At Marple Newtown High School, Pencrest coming out a little sluggish, but not Hershey. Under Coach Blackburn, an unbelievable performance so far.
And let's give some kudos to Coach Blackburn and his staff. They've already attempted 7 shots at the rim, and when they get the three-pointers, they're wide open. Generally, they go inside out, kicking out for open shots. I think their game plan has been fantastic thus far.
And they play in the Harrisburg Kirk Smallwood Summer League. Boys hoops at its best. All right, 6.5 to go. 8-point lead, 21-13 for Hershey. Pencrest with the ball, making their first state appearance in a couple of years. It is Norwood. He almost threw the ball away. He does throw it away. And it's stolen away by Hedrick. Right side, thinking about the three, holding up. Very smart move there. Griffin Jackson now right of the key. Hedrick to Jackson. Top of the key. Collar, left side, Wallace. Top of the key, Jackson. Between the circles, Collar looking down low, knocked away by Mills. 6 minutes to go. It'll stay with Hershey. And again, the very tough mid-pen. But, hey, we're tough down here too, centrally.
They are tough, but they're making a concerted effort every time to get the ball into the paint.
Inbounding the ball is Hedrick, right wing corner. Now Wallace, left side, good ball movement. Driving to the basket, now wide open, three ball again, too strong, fired up in the air by Collar, rebound, Pencrest, Ruffin. He gets it to Ross. 21-13, 8-point lead for Hershey, 5:40 to go, quarter number two, Norwood straight away. Navy is in the house, checking him out. Now foul line to Ross, looks to drive. Mills is going to be called for a travel in the right wing corner. So the ball back to Hershey. 21-13 lead. And if you can get any other scores, Mark, as
yeah, we'll look for it.
Yeah, maybe closer to halftime. Hey. It's because you lose tonight, it is over.
And by the way, David, if you think the Pencrest boys are going to blank, being down 8 points?
No.
Think again.
No.
They come back
too
now.
Too
Hedrick.
Many tight games.
Top of the key, Griffin Jackson. Here is, that's almost a travel. They don't call it, and they're getting it out high now. Driving to the basketball, deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Pencrest, 5:08 to go. Quarter number two. Plenty of time to go. You don't want to get too far behind, though, Mr. Jordan.
I agree.
Now the Collar between the circles. Hedrick straight away, guarded by Ross. 5 minutes to go. Quarter number two. Hershey by 8. This is Chase Wallace to the basket. Left side, look at that tremendous ball movement. The big fella, the short jumper from the right side is good by Nick Hines, 6'7 junior, 10-point lead. Trojans of Hershey, right of the key, Mills. Pencrest coming back. Ruffin left of the key. Ruffin, foul line, Ross. Looks to draw. That's good defense. Ooh. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Reach in on the 5'10 sophomore, Griffin Jackson. What a great name that is for the Hershey Trojans. Any name, any place, anywhere.
Good point.
Team fouls, three on each squad here. Back into the game is Luke Blackburn, 6'1 senior. He's basically a coach on the floor, just like Justin Ross is. Left wing corner three ball is going to be wide to the right. No good. Offensive rebound. No good. Rebound Hershey. Painter gets it to Chase Wallace.
They can't afford to lose that extra bucket when they get the opportunity.
I agree.
Wallace dribbling right of the key now. Wilson, right wing corner Wallace. Chase, right of the key to Collar. Top of the key, Blackburn. Right of the key, Collar. Collar looks to penetrate, loses the ball, out of bounds, but, it was. Last touch by the super sophomore. Good kid. He can make a big difference tonight. 6'3 sophomore for Pencrest, Malcolm Williams.
Yep, he just subbed him out just now. Pencrest is back in their man-to-man.
No matter what happens here tonight, great experience. Both teams. There's a steal by Norwood. Pencrest coming back, one-on-one Norwood to the basket. Misses the shot. Too strong, and here comes Hershey. Going to try to take it all the way to the rack. Layup is good, and a foul. Boyd, could he penetrate? 6'2", junior, averages 11 a game. Jake Wilson, Hershey leading 25-13. And the personal foul is on, who they call that on there? It's on Norwood. It's first, I believe.
Coach Doyle wanted an elbow. After the missed shot by Norwood, there's a little extracurricular under the basket. I couldn't quite see. I was shielded out.
That last foul on Ruffin. Free throw with a left hand. No good. Rebound Mills. 25-13, Hershey. 3:50 to go. Quarter number two. Norwood. Top of the key. Ross. Foul line. Mills. Drives. Layup. No good. Rebound Blackburn. Coming back, the Trojans, left to right. Blackburn, top of the key, right side. Now to Wilson, to Chase Wallace between the circles. Guarded by Norwood. Blackburn with the ball. Coach's son, you can see it out there. 3:20 to go in the quarter. A bump, the floater, an acrobatic shot attempt. No good by Chase Wallace. Hershey wants a foul. Not going to get it. Norwood the rebound. 12-point lead for the Trojans. Norwood in trouble. Gets it out high. That's going to be a reach-in foul there on Sean Collar, his first team foul number four on Hershey. Each team four fouls, 3:06 to go here in the first half.
This is a different refereeing crew. They're not from either district. They always get a neutral crew, but it's getting a little chippy here, David. I mean, I see both sides. There's a lot of shoving down below. They have to call some of these hand checks, or else it might get a little bit out of hand.
Hershey used to have a really good, solid football program with a great Gump May. Right wing corner Ross loses the ball, picks it back up. Dishes it. Nice play. Mallon misses a layup.
And that's the fourth straight missed layup for Pencrest. Yes. Four straight at the rim.
Rebound Painter. I got to find out at halftime if he's related to Dylan, who's in a battle himself tonight with Villanova. All right, Hershey with the ball. 12-point lead. Driving. Look at that. Beautiful move to the basket.
Good,
it's good by Luke Hedrick. And Hershey putting on a show on the road here tonight. 2:38 to go. We are in quarter number two. State tournament. It's Hershey 27, Pencrest 13 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back at Marble Newtown High School, Michael Jackson singing in the background, not the former Phillies pitcher. 2:38 to go before halftime. Ray Berman and Seve Jordan, Mike Mayer and Peter Fulginetti. 27-13 is the score. Hershey has shut out Pencrest here in the second quarter. 2:38 to go.
But there have been four easy layups that Pancras could not get the bounce in.
You know, Pancras is not going to blink, but I'd be more alarmed if I was Coach Doyle that Hershey's getting anything they want.
Yes.
They're spreading them out. They're attacking the rim. They shared the ball very well, David.
Pancras back with Norwood. He's only a junior. Into the lane to Mallon. Right wing corner, three ball, Mills. Yes, Chris Mills. Improving his shooting as the year has gone on. He has 7 points, a lead like that. 11.
Big
Hershey,
shot.
Yeah, Hershey comes back to 10 to go in quarter number two. There's a forced three by Blackburn. Too strong. Norwood the rebound. So Pencrest finally getting on the board here in the second quarter. Norwood to the basket. Up and missed the shot. Offensive rebound. Mills saves it from going out of bounds. Tremendous play. And then Norwood. Ball knocked out of bounds by Blackburn. It'll stay with Pencrest. 1:55 to go. 27-16 Hershey by E11.
We've watched a lot of Pancrest games. I've never seen Tyler miss so many shots near the rim. He's looking around, but I think he's just got to stay with it.
What choice does he have?
I agree.
Hershey represents the mid-Penn. Pancrest Central lead. 1:45 to go, second quarter. Here's a top-of-the-key jumper. Two ball is good by Norwood. Lead is down to 9. 27-18. Hershey coming back. Blackburn left of the key. Top of the key, Collar. Collar looking. Right of the key, Wilson. Down low, off the glass, no good. Good defense by Mallon, missing the shot. Hedrick, here comes Pencrest back. Norwood, right of the key. Forces an NBA three, in and out. Painter, the rebound for Hershey.
That was big.
Still a nine-point lead here. Hershey coming back, coming up with a minute to go here in the first half.
And I didn't like Hershey's last two shots. They were both kind of forced and shot early in the possession. They hadn't done that the entire half till just now.
But the Trojans still with the lead. Look at that impressive move. Jumper around the rim and in. A spin move by Luke Hedrick. 5'10 sophomore, 4 for Luke. 45 seconds ago. Second quarter, 29-18. Hershey by E11. Winner takes on either Chester or Milton Hershey. A Delaware County team against a mid-Penn team there. Norwood, left wing corner, three ball. Rims out, no good. Painter the rebound. 28 seconds going. Hershey will go for the final shot here in the first half. And they weave the ball around. Actually holding it way outside with 18 seconds to go in the first half. This is Collar. We'll get some halftime scores from around the state. Down to 7 seconds. There's Hedrick driving right side, and he is going to be called for an offensive foul, I believe. Or was it an illegal pick?
Yes, on Painter.
Ooh, that's number two on him.
Tough call.
And back into the game, another good-looking 10th grader for Hershey, Griffin Jackson, who has a big three in the second quarter. 2.7 seconds to go in the second. 29-18 in favor of Hershey. And the Trojans got to go a long way. It's Norwood in the backcourt. Norwood fires it up at the buzzer. Hits the back of the rim from midcourt on the far side. So, ladies and gentlemen, we go to halftime. It's the Hershey Trojans, 29, Pancrest 18. The boys basketball first round, PIAA 5A state tournament on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. Son, be a
dentist. Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Marple Newtown High School, where we're at halftime with Hershey taking a pretty potent lead of 29 to Pencrest 18. Hershey totally dominated in the second quarter. Matter of fact, I think Pencrest only got like 5 points in that whole quarter. Pete, what do you got?
Well, Pencrest on that quarter, in this first half, in general, they had so many shots near the rim when they on driving layups and all, and they just rolling off the rim. Tyler Norwood's had some threes that just seemed to sit on the rim. He missed a few layups of his own. You know, with a little better break here, they'd have more than 29 points. They'd be ahead. But, you know, that's the nature of this game. They've missed a lot of shots they should have made. I think if they start making them in the second half, even though they're down by 11, I think they could still come back and win this game. But they've got to make any shot near the basket. They can't miss layups, and we got to get a little more from Tyler Norwood, a little more.
I was going to say, what's Tyler's
he's currently
right
2
now.
For 12
yeah.
that half, jeez. And he only had 5 points.
But he missed about 3 layups.
He did. And he, it's good news, bad news for Pencrest. They shot 6 for 22 from the field. Tyler shot 2 for 12. So the team's going 27% clip. Hershey's shooting a 60% clip. 12 for 20, including 3 for 6 from beyond the arc. So with those numbers, you should be down by 11 points. It makes sense.
Yeah, right.
I think Pencrest will come back closer to their average of 40 to 45% for the game this half. My problem, I guess, with that is Hershey's game plan has been to go inside, punch it inside, spread them out, drive in inside, or dump it down low. Hershey has 11 shots at the rim. That's a lot of shots.
I think you said six of their first eight baskets were at the rim.
And I mean, that's their effort. They made a concerted effort to say, we're going to get the ball inside, more so than we saw Upper Merion. I mean, Upper Merion was funny when the ball did go inside. Remember Pencrest
would
double team? They kicked it out right away. This team does a great job of spreading them out and looking to attack. Good news for Pencrest, they have 9 shots at the rim. 9 shots at the rim. And in that one sequence, and I saw it on Mike's computer, Hershey was on an 11-0 run in that quarter. 11-0 run against Pencrest. We haven't seen that in the 4 or 5 games we've done.
Well,
but in that 11-0 run, they had a couple second-chance points right at the rim and some layups and just couldn't get them to fall.
Well, this is the nightmare that the scenario that I was thinking about for Pencrest. You get a team that starts shooting and you get a little cold. I mean, right now you're looking at, if this score holds relative to the second half, you're looking at essentially a 58-36 game. 36 is not an uncommon score for Pencrest, but, you know, it's within 6-7 points. I don't know what the average is for Hershey, but 60 points for 58 points for a high school basketball team is not a tremendous amount of points. And that's my concern. If they continue this effort the way it's going. Now, I don't know, it would require Pencrest to stay cold the rest of the game. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think just as importantly, can Pencrest start to shut down Hershey? Because that's going to be a big issue. Obviously, if they pound this out shot for shot, they're going to end up losing. Pencrest is going to lose this game. So they're going to have to find a way to stop Hershey. And, of course, Hershey's got to do exactly what they're doing. Whatever they're doing is throwing off Tyler's game. He's not hitting the shots. And the rest of the team, you know, it's just not, as we point out, the layups, the easy shots should be going in, are not going in.
They're playing him very strong, especially when they get into the sidelines and trap him. You know, they're trapping him with two guys here, and it's just really throwing off Tyler's game.
Well, but he's got his shots. I mean, he has 12 shots. So from Coach Doyle's perspective, I'd want him to have 12 shots for a half.
Some of those were really contested.
Some are contested, but I think Hershey's done a great job
switching off men. When he goes up, when he comes around a handoff screen, they're switching that right away. And when he gets the ball on the sideline, below the foul line, they're double-teaming him and getting the ball out of his hands. So their game plan is pretty darn good. I wonder if Pancras will bring some pressure, either full quarter, do some trapping in this half to see if they have, you know, how their ball handlers handle the pressure.
I think so.
They have to change something up, I would say, this half. If not, Hershey's going to stick to their script, spreading them out, looking to get the ball down low inside. And it could be a tough game for them. They're on pace, by the way, 56 points a game.
Right.
Hershey's on their number.
Well,
Pancras is a little bit shy.
Well, okay, and we're going to come back in the second half and see how it all works out. So you're listening right here to high school playoff basketball, first round 5A. High school basketball never sounded so good right here at DelcaHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
A couple of minutes away from the third quarter, opening round here, PIAA first round 5A state tournament. It's Hershey from the mid-pen leading at 29-18. The mid-pen is a very tough league in central Pennsylvania. Pencrest, they're right there, though, only down by 11. And there you go. Nova by two. Nova's in a struggle here tonight in their the Big East tournament. Running down the scoring, Tyler Norwood, Pencrest, only with 5 points, which means he'll score a lot in the second half probably. Manny Ruffin, two. Chris Mills, seven. Justin Ross, two. Mike Mallon, two. For Hershey, a lot of kids in the column. Griffin Jackson, a sophomore, with three. Chase Wallace, three. Jake Wilson, two. Sean Collar, two. Luke Blackburn, five. Luke Hedrick, sophomore, with four. Nick Hines, with two. He's a young team. And Drew Painter, football recruit. And, yes, talk to the athletic director. He is the younger brother of Dylan Painter, who plays for Villanova.
Our investigative reporter.
Good job by you.
And Drew has 8 points. And Chester leads their game by 12 at half.
Yep, 35-23. Chester, Greencastle, Antrim, 28-25 over Upper Merion. Carroll is beating Great Valley 30-14 at half.
You said that could be a problem.
Springfield up 13-12 over Mechanicsburg after one quarter. And in the game Pete's worried about, Martin Luther King 10, Shanahan 9 at the half.
Hey, Mark, what a job Shanahan's doing.
Defense wins.
Well, because Martin Luther King is very, very athletic. Here we go. We're ready for the third quarter. And it's going to be Pencrest ball left to right. They trail by 11, and there's immediate steal by Hedrick. He comes back. Hershey driving baseline, getting it out now. Blackburn, Hedrick between the circles. We're in Pencrest's backyard. Crowd going crazy. Unbelievable. Winner takes on Chester or Milton Hershey in the Sweet 16 on Tuesday. This is Blackburn between the circles. Right of the key. Right wing corner, Painter. They weave the ball around, being very patient. 7:20 to go, third quarter. Driving, dish. There it is. Dish and drive. Three ball straight away is short, but an offensive rebound. And then he throws the ball away, does Hedrick. And now back with the rock is Pencrest. Right wing corner, three ball, too strong. Fired up by Ross, knocked out of bounds off of Blackburn. It'll stay with Pencrest. Back into the game. I haven't seen him play yet tonight for the Lions of Pencrest. There's a good-looking 6'4 sophomore, Matt Arbogast. So he's going to get some experience here in the state tournament. Norwood left of the key. Brings it out high. 6:55 to go, third quarter. 11-point lead, Hershey. Norwood stops, pops. Yes! 7 points for Tyler, coming in averaging 23.5. 29-20 Hershey by 9. They beat a really good Milton Hershey. Milton Hershey beat them by just 4 points. They're tough. Three ball with the left hand is good from the right wing. And that is Jake Wilson, Jake the Snake, for three. And it's a 12-point lead again for Hershey High. Stopping, popping, no good. Too strong. Ball knocked out of bounds by Pencrest. Hershey, the Trojans, 6:17 to go in quarter number three, Mark.
He's your leading scorer, Jake Wilson. He's been quiet, really. But a great stroke there. He's a 50% shooter from beyond the arc.
He has five. You'll be out in West York tomorrow. We'll get to that a little bit later on with your Radnor girls, first round states, against Susquehannock. Hershey back. Biggest lead was 14. And he loses the ball, but there's Painter to pick it up. Too bad Dylan can't be here, but he has some big pressing issues himself tonight with the Villanova men's basketball team. Dribbling around, that kid can flat-out play. Hedrick, sophomore, right of the key. Right wing is Hedrick. Hedrick gets it out now, far side. Now they slow it up again. This is Wilson. Wilson will drive to the basket, dish to Painter. What are they going to call? An offensive foul. Good job by Chris Mills. That's huge.
Great defense, yep.
And the ball will go back to Pencrest. 12-point lead. 5:39 to go. Third quarter. Hershey by 12. Packed house. Marple Newtown. Again, in a perfect world, it'll be Chester Pencrest in round two. But both those teams have to win here tonight. Chester's up by 12 at half. And right now, down by 12 in the third. Pencrest. Ross far side. Left wing to Norwood. Norwood looking to create. Floater, that's going to be short, off the glass, no good. Mills, another rebound. Oh man, is he tough. To Mallon in the lane, off the glass, no good. Crashing those boards, and it's going to be a loose ball foul on Pencrest.
It's a broken record, guys. They got a second chance opportunity again, right at the rim. Yeah.
Well, you got
and for all these games, those are the ones they've been finishing.
Hershey is swarming all over these guys. I mean, Hershey will not give them room to breathe, and it's to Hershey's credit. That's why Pencrest isn't dropping these balls in.
They're trapping now.
Double teamed out high, right wing corner. Wilson down low. Blackburn misses the short shot. Tap, no good. Left wing corner is Painter. And they said Painter was out of bounds first. Good hustle by both teams. It's do or die, man.
It's do or die. Again, there's a lot of contact on that first shot. The refs are letting him play through it.
5 minutes to go. Third quarter. Pencrest with the ball. Left to right again, trailing 32-20. This is Ross across midcourt. Flips it. Mallon right of the key. Mallon at the foul line. Now to Norwood right of the key. Looks to pull back. Ross thought about the three in the right wing corner. Out to Norwood right of the key. Norwood, great defense by Hershey. Double team, right wing corner. Trouble now, top of the key, Ruffin. Ruffin looks to drive, uses his body, misses the shot, but a foul. That's going to be on who?
Painter. No.
Might be on Jake Wilson. Yeah. Let's see what they put up on the board. 4:38 to go, third quarter.
It is Painter.
That is his third. He'll have to come out of the game, and the Trojans will bring back Chase Wallace. I don't know the last time that Hershey won a state playoff game. First foul shot is good by Ruffin. Collar comes out of the game. 32-21. Ruffin again. Rims out. No good. Wilson the rebound. Hershey 11-point lead. 4.5 to go. Quarter number three. The trap is on. Yep. Across the timeline they come. The Trojans. Driving left side, Wilson. He's in trouble, and he loses the ball. Last touch by Ruffin, and it goes out of bounds on the near side. These refs are doing a great job.
Yes,
we've seen just tremendous officiating all over southeastern PA.
That was off a white leg.
Wilson in the backcourt, getting it to Chase Wallace. Slowly back across midcourt. Hershey with the ball. 11-point lead, 32-21. Right side, Wallace. Wallace, between the leg dribble, gets it way outside the backboard. Burn. Now with the ball is Hedrick. Flips it to Wilson, near side, and way out high now to Wallace. Wallace, floater, around, no good. Mills the rebound. And we have an injured player on the floor. It's Norwood. They can't afford to lose him.
He's bleeding from the nose.
He's going to have to come out a little bit.
And the floor's got to clean up.
There's nothing going to keep him out of the
court. He's a warrior.
Yeah, so Norwood will come out of the game with a nosebleed. We've got to clear that up in a hurry. We're not used to seeing him out of the game.
Yep.
3:53 to go in the third. Hershey, 32. And Pencrest, 21.
There's Athletic Director Chris Kicking on the scene.
Yep, with no towels. They're not prepared for this.
So we have a blood timeout once again. Hey, it's the state championships in wrestling this weekend. Right here. It's called blood timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to boys high school basketball state playoff action. It's Hershey by 11 on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Final score, Villanova won their game, 55-53, right, Mark? A Big East tournament, not do or die. It's a big win over Seton Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy Lenahan.
Yeah, Johnny Lennox. We are live on the radio. That's okay. We're live on the internet.
Dave is so popular, just everybody wants to talk to him.
They love him.
They love the history. All right, anyway, we have 3:53 to go.
Yep.
And we're in the third quarter. Pencrest inbounds the ball. Ruffin the Ross. Ross across midcourt. Norwood out with a bloody nose. He'll be back in shortly, I do believe. Here is Heidig. We haven't seen much of him lately. Here's a jumper, Mallon. Oh, yeah. It's short. And the rebound is taken by Jackson. Ball's on the floor. We're going to have a push foul on Blackburn. That'll be Luke's first. 3:31 to go in the third. The 11-point lead. Two team fouls on Hershey here in the second half. One is been called on Pencrest. Norwood back into the game. Big crowd. 3:31 to go. MVP. Actually, John Harrah got the MVP.
Yes,
great job, Strathaven. Central League MVP. Awesome job. Inbounding the ball. Now Norwood between the circles. Pencrest trailing by 11. Third quarter. We're late in the third. Norwood top of the key. Spinning. Dishes at the Ross. Foul line jumper. Too strong. No good. Hershey another rebound. Very athletic is that Jake Wilson.
And a very impressive defense. They were up in his shirt that entire possession.
Back comes Hershey. Down low. Hines, floater off the glass. No good. The big fella, Nick Hines. Not a good shot.
No, it was not.
Pencrest rebound. Trailing by 11. 2:55 to go. Quarter number three. Norwood, NBA three. No good. Rebound again, Wilson. 2:45 to go in the third. Coming back again is Luke Hedrick. What a good-looking sophomore guard. Wilson out to Hedrick. Blackburn, left wing corner, looks to drive.
Oh, my God.
Go into the basket. His shot is blocked. Pencrest comes back. Norwood to the rack. Layup, yes. Blackburn forcing that shot.
Well, he also stepped out of bounds twice. Not once, but twice in the Pencrest crowd. Steal.
A steal. Ruffin lays it up. Misses the layup. Unbelievable. Out of bounds. And the ball will stay with... I don't know. It'll stay with Pencrest. I don't know why Luke Hedrick from Hershey didn't go after that ball.
Yeah, I think it was off them. He thought it was off of Pencrest.
Holy heck, just grab it.
But let's go back. Another layup. They got a steal.
I tell you, that's just a picture of what's going on in this game.
Mallon right of the foul line. Top of the key, Mills. Norwood.
Big one.
Three ball again, straight away. It's short. Mallon, the rebound. Shot is blocked and a foul on Painter.
Uh-oh. That's number four, I think.
He's going to have to come out of the game. Number four on Painter. Again, the work ethic by the Mallon and Mills, the M&M boys. Unbelievable. So four fouls here in the second half on Hershey. Free throws for Mallon up. No good. Right now it's still it's a 9-point lead here. And you keep thinking it's worse. Pencrest only down by nine.
I think Pencrest's defense is really settled into this game, and they're really contesting everything Hershey's doing now.
There's no doubt. And basically, the game is flat from the beginning of the third quarter.
Mallon makes that one. 1-2. Down to 2 minutes to go.
I like this pressure they're running, Dave. I like the pressure they're showing. And we thought they would show some minutes at halftime. Trap them.
Third quarter, Pencrest down by eight. Cross court, Wilson. Open. Three ball. Boom! Bingo for Jake Wilson. And he's only a junior. 8 points for him. Two trays in the third quarter.
A big tray. That's
lead
big,
is up to 11 shot. Again. 35-24. Norwood stops. Foul line jumper. Yes. Norwood, six in the quarter. 11 for the game. It's down to nine again. Hershey coming back. Down low. Driving to the basket. Well, missing the easy layup. Collar for Hershey. And the rebound, Pencrest. Ross, top of the key. 1:20 to go in the third. Right side, Mallon. Top of the key, Ross. Norwood, left wing to Ruffin. At the left of the foul line, out to Norwood. Between the circles, guarded closely by Collar.
Oh, boy.
Coming up on 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Here at Marple, Newtown High School, Broomall. This is Ross. Norwood, far wing. Norwood looking, trying to create a shot. Spin move, baseline, up, no good. They want a foul. Nothing called. Hershey the rebound. 44 seconds to go and fouled. Personal foul. Great job. Great effort. Paul Blackburn is just really so proud, going nuts over. Who was that? Number three, Griffin Jackson, for getting that ball.
And so Coach Joe wasn't happy with that last drive by Norwood, but it didn't look like much contact. He went in there against one of the big boys, and they said play on.
40 seconds to go. Will Hershey go for the final shot here?
Yes.
On the road, opening round, state tournament. Coach Blackburn says, move it around. 9-point lead for the Trojans over the Lions of Pencrest. With the ball out high, Nick Hines. Hines almost dragged the back foot. Gets it now. Collar right of the key. Guarded by Mallon. 15 seconds to go. Third. Almost a steal by Mills. Hines. Left wing corner, getting it to Hedrick. 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Hershey with the ball. Hedrick, three ball at the buzzer. Back of the rim, no good. We go to quarter number four. Does Pencrest have another rally in them? It is Hershey 35, Pencrest 26. Opening round of the state tournament, Boys Hoops on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We head to the fourth quarter. Winner goes home. Winner goes home. Winner advances. Loser goes home. Hershey leading at 35-26 here at Marple Newtown High School. Opening round, 5A state tournament. Six classes this year. Six is the biggest class, and 5-4-3-2-1. Pencrest. 11 points for Tyler Norwood, and in that third quarter, Hershey, kind of good news for them. They only scored 6 points, and they still have themselves a 9-point advantage, and the ball to begin quarter number four.
They shot 2 for 8 that quarter, 25%. We knew it would come down a bit. We're trapping. We'll go back live here.
Four team fouls on Hershey, and across the timeline they come. Wide open, three ball, left side, too strong. That was put up in there by Hedrick. And the rebound is taken by Pencrest. Norwood stops, fires around the rim, no good. Mills again, hustling for that rebound. Unbelievable. Both parents graduated from Nether Providence High School back in the day. There's a turnover, though, and Hershey with the steal. Hedrick, 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Pencrest trailing by 9 to a 13-13, but you knew very tough Hershey squad. Driving is Wilson, now getting it near side Jackson. Far side collar down low for Hines, and they're going to call Hines with a push and an offensive foul. 6'7 junior Nick Hines. So 7:06 to go, fourth quarter, and Hershey with a 9-point lead. See if Pencrest can still make a run.
Soft call. Pencrest this half shooting 3 for 14. We said their shooting percentage will go up. They're roughly 24% this half.
Mills to Ruffin, right of the key. Top of the key, Ross. Right of the key, Mallon. Top of the key, Norwood. Oh, down nice. Low, Mills underneath. Lays it up and in.
There it is.
Chris Mills. Jamal's been on the public address. The lead now is down to 7. Hershey 35.
Still trapping.
Hershey 35. And Pencrest 28. Back they come, wide open, but he doesn't take the shot. And Hershey, 5 team fouls here. Second half, there he is. He's open. The sophomore, too strong again, out of bounds, off of Hines.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's 2 air balls again. That one by Griffin Jackson.
It was a wide open shot, but it looked to be off of Pencrest that last possession.
6:26 to go.
But sometimes when you scramble around a trap, you allow for some open shots, and you hope they miss them.
That's what
we do all the time. But guess what? They're cold this half.
We're in the fourth quarter. Dave Berman with you. Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, Pete Fulgen, and Norwood comes back. Norwood, the crossover, floater. That's going to be an offensive foul. Norwood forced it too much. Number 2 on him. So only 6 points scored in the second half by Hershey. They still lead by 7. 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
That was Luke Blackburn, your coach on the floor, taking that charge under the basket.
The trap is on. In the backcourt, Blackburn to Hedrick. Back to Blackburn across the timeline. Wilson, three ball, is another air ball by Hershey. Unbelievable. Taken by Pencrest. Pencrest comes back and cut it to 5. Mills to the basket, no but a foul. Taking it right to the rack.
Exactly what they did.
It's going to be on Hines. Nick is a work in progress. He's getting there. The second, the big call was the foul, 4th on Drew Painter, who's only a junior also. So 5:52 to go, plenty of time in the fourth.
They're a different team with Painter on the bench.
Mills, free throw is good. Timeout on the floor. We have 5:52 to go in eternity here in the fourth quarter. And slowly creeping back is Pencrest. They trail by 6 to Hershey on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Boy, it's hard to keep a lead against teams like Pencrest. They were down by as many as 14 in the second quarter, 5:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Opening round of the state tournament, 5A here in Marple Newtown High School. It is now a 6-point lead for Hershey, and one more free throw coming for Chris Mills.
Just one update. Springfield holding a 28-27 lead halfway through the third quarter against Mechanicsburg.
Oh.
I tell you what, Chester used that game as a negative last week when they, even though they beat Springfield, but Springfield used that as a positive, almost beating Chester at the clip joint. Free throw good by Mills. Nice article in the Springfield, the Delco Times today.
Yes.
All right, so Mills has 4 in the quarter, 11 for the game. The lead is down to 5 again.
Now the crowd's coming alive.
And remember, Painter's on the bench with four fouls.
Hines comes out of the game. And out there we have Wallace, Hedrick, Blackburn, Collar, and Wilson. So they're going kind of small here. Trapp is still on. Hershey with the ball, leading by five. Almost losing. It's going to be a tie-up and possession arrow. Another turnover on Hershey.
Uh-oh.
Five-point lead. Pencrest, this is like we've seen this before.
They don't blink, and this team's starting to wilt a little bit about against the pressure. They're going to need to bring Painter back in this game shortly, even with four fouls.
Ross, top of the key, 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Pencrest down by just five. Norwood, right of the key, top of the key. Norwood, right wing. Right of the foul line to Ross. Flips it to Mills, left side, far wing, Ross. Ross, right of the key, Norwood. Norwood dribbling, right side. Good teamwork. You know, obviously, they're keying on Tyler. Down to 5:05 to go, quarter number four. Pencrest with the ball, trailing Hershey by five. Norwood, and he will shoot it from there for three. Back of the rim again, no good. And the rebound is taken by Hershey, but only three team fouls on Pencrest, so they can continue to be very aggressive here in the second half. Down to 4:45 to go, and Hershey again trying to get some points on the board to pad their lead. They're in a long, long drought, still a 35-30 lead. Left side, Wilson. 16 fouls on Hershey here. This is Collar. Looks to drive to the basket off the glass. No, but a foul. It's going to be on Mills. Two shots coming for Collar.
And Collar, great job there. Again, he drove to the basket and got some contact. They haven't scored this entire quarter, David. They're being shut out. They've made two shots in 12 minutes and still lead by five.
Sean Collar, 6'3 junior at the line. Got it. Finally, Hershey on the board here in the fourth quarter. They've only scored 7 points here in the second half.
It's amazing.
Leading by now six. Make it seven. I know they're on the edge of their seats out in central Pennsylvania listening to the broadcast also. 37-30 is the score now in favor of the Hershey Trojans. Pencrest coming back. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Here in quarter number four. Ross, right of the key. Top of the key. Looking. Left of the key, Mills. Way out high now to Ross. Left of the key, Ruffin. Right of the key, Norwood. Pull up jumper. Yes. God bless you, Tyler Norwood. Man, unbelievable all player. Mr. Clutch. Lead is down to five again. Hershey 37, Pencrest 32. They get it out high. They try it inside. Smartly, Hedrick got it out. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
They have all guards in the game right now, David.
Collar, there's wide open Blackburn. Three ball is good, and Blackburn looks at the crowd.
Yes, he did.
8 points for Luke.
That's a huge shot.
Yes, the lead is 8 points. And a foul out high on Blackburn, and now it's going to be 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Pencrest still battling. Winner takes on either Chester or Milton Hershey. 40-32, 8-point lead.
Quick score update, end of three quarters. Chester 54, Milton Hershey 35.
Ooh. So Chester by 19 after.
That's correct.
Three, up in 11. Free throw, no good by Mills. That would be awesome to see Chester Pencrest. I always wanted Chester Strathaven. That hasn't happened. We're down to 3 minutes to go. The rebound Hershey, and they are in very good position right now. 2:59 to go. Hershey with the ball, 8-point lead. Have they weathered the storm?
I think they have now. They're going to start to have to foul.
And there's a foul out high. Five team fouls now on Pencrest.
I would assume now Coach Doyle is going to go back to his trapping game, trying to get a couple, you know, tip passes, steals. I think Coach Blackburn is telling his boys, we're getting layups only. You get a shot to the rim, take it. If not, we're running clock.
They get it into the very confident Chase Wallace. Remember, all of our broadcasts are archived. He was what? Oh, they're going to shoot the three. I'm surprised at that. Yes. Missing the shot. No good. Wilson, an open three from the left side, and the rebound, Pencrest. Norwood back. Uh-oh. Good, and a foul. There you go. Norwood.
Uh-oh.
Had just five and a half, and now four in the quarter, 15 in the game. 2:32 to go.
I was shocked when I saw that free ball attempt. What was the point?
Well, again,
keep possession. Time's more of your friend than point.
So 15 for Norwood. He can make it 16. Got to get this foul shot. Missed it. A rare miss by Norwood.
Very rare.
So Hershey again with the ball. Pencrest might have to start thinking about
steal.
They throw it away. I can't believe it. Steal by Pencrest. And a foul on Pencrest. On Hershey. Foul on Hershey. Unbelievable. Wow.
That was Jake Wilson got caught in the sidelines. They trapped him. He left his feet, which is a no-no, as you know, Michael. Cut his feet and threw right back.
I was going to say, if I was Hershey's coach, I'd call a timeout. We got to get our game together. This is getting crazy.
All right, 2:20 to go. We got to take a break. We're in the fourth quarter. Pencrest right back in it again. They trail by six to the Hershey Trojan State Tournament. DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Pencrest down by six. They're at the line shooting 1-1. It's Justin Ross. Up. Got it. If Ross can make this, this will be the closest Pencrest has been all game.
All
except
game
for the
long.
Beginning.
And now they have 19 fouls, Hershey. Every foul right now is two shots.
He misses it. And the rebound, Hershey, in the backcourt, having all kinds of trouble with the pressure. Steal by Mills, and he loses the ball. 2:12 to go. Hershey with the ball back, foul in the backcourt.
Oh,
son of a gun.
Yeah.
All right, so 2:10 to go. Plenty of time. It'll be. That's right, it's still not. It's only team foul number six.
Right.
And Hershey with a five-point lead, 40-35. People listening to us all over the world. Hershey with the ball.
Now it's a full court press. They're in like a diamond and one.
Here's Wallace in the backcourt. He is not scared of anything, that young man. He's in trouble, though. He almost throws it away. It is a steal. Norwood to the basket.
Oh,
misses the layup, and the rebound is taken by Collar. And Hershey comes back to the rack. Off the glass. It's going to be a travel on Blackburn. Unbelievable.
And the opponent unglued. I have never seen Tyler miss an uncontested layup. Unbelievable.
In a clutch situation like this.
Both teams. Anyway, 1:52 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Pencrest with the ball. Trailing by five.
They've been here before, David.
1:48 to go. Yeah, Upper Merion last week.
That's 6 days ago.
Norwood left side. Drives. Floater is short. And the rebound and a foul in the backcourt. The rebound is taken by the Trojans, Jake Wilson. And now it's Hershey's turn. If they make foul shots, they win this game.
You're right. You're right. And again, that wasn't a bad shot. Tyler got about a 6-foot floater in the baseline. Though I wouldn't mind seeing him attack the rim really hard. Any contact now is two shots, Dave. Still a long way to go.
Chester leading by 19, you said, early in the fourth quarter.
And Springfield by 1 point.
Jake Wilson for Hershey can give his team a 7-point lead if he makes both. Up. Got it. With a left hand, 6'2 junior Jake Wilson.
He's shooting right into the Pencrest fan section.
1:39 to go in the fourth quarter. In and out, and in again for Jake Wilson.
That's right.
The lead is 7 for Hershey. 1:35 to go in quarter number 4. 17 fouls on Pencrest, 9 on Hershey. Three ball from the left wing is too strong. And the rebound, Collar. Collar, Hershey, looking real good now. 1:23 to go, 7-point lead for the Trojans. Foul, and it's going to be 1-1 for the 5'10 sophomore, Luke Hedrick.
You mentioned it. You said exactly right. They weathered the storm. They made two field goals in about 12 minutes of actual playing time. But now they're in the penalty the rest of the way.
Yeah, actually, Pancras has done what they need to keep the score low, but Pancras hasn't been able to take enough shots. If we look at all the layups that went away.
Hedrick, foul shot, good. Sophomore. The lead's 8. Again, nothing but net. Again, a bunch of young guys out there. A couple of sophomores for Hershey, and they are out by 9 now. That's Norwood drives, layup, yes, timeout. Norwood 6 in the quarter. 1:16 to go. Still time, but Hershey's going to have to start missing foul shots. It is the Hershey Trojans 44, the Pencrest Lions 37. 1:16 to go in the fourth quarter. DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
44-37. Crowd still raucous here. Marple Newtown. 1:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Hershey with the ball and that 7-point lead. They just need to get the ball and hope for fouls, and there it is. Only a second goes off the clock. Norwood the foul. He has 3. Team foul number 8. Oh, check that. My bad. Number 9 here, Pete, the second half on Pencrest.
I like to say if Pencrest does lose this game, they can look at one main thing. Missed layups. They've missed at least 10 layups. There's 20 points they left on the floor. If they'd be ahead.
Sean Collar, good. Boy, they are draining free throws right here.
Yeah, that's what a good team does.
Yeah, Coach Blackburn, one of the best.
7 for 7 this quarter.
I mean, nothing but net. Sean Collar, he's only a junior. Very young Trojan squad. 1:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Hershey by 9. When's the last time they won a state playoff game? Mallon, 3-ball. Yes. Uh-oh. From the right wing corner, Mike Mallon. And a foul in the backcourt. 6-point lead here for Hershey. Foul in the backcourt. Now it makes it a little bit, well, they're making their shots anyway, 1-1. Now it takes a little bit of the pressure off because it's 2 shots.
Coach Doyle's going to try and lengthen this game with as many fouls as he can. But like you said, Hershey right now, 8 for 8 this quarter. His foul shots, pretty impressive.
This kid, Jake Wilson, he is smooth. Nothing but net with a left hand. Boy, he reminds me of somebody, and I can't remember who it is.
Pat Carroll?
There a little bit, back in the day. Yeah, sure. Happer Horsham. Makes both. Unbelievable.
10 for 10.
The Hershey Trojans, a minute to go, leading by 8. Fourth quarter. Mallon again for 3. No good. Mills knocks it out of bounds on the far side. And I tell you what, that is a happy bunch of coaches over there. And I don't see hardly any Hershey fans here.
No, I think they're over in the corner, but not a lot of them made the trip.
I don't see many people cheering. Airs in the backcourt. That's going to be a foul. And it's going to be on Pencrest and going to the line shooting to Sean Collar. 49.3 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Collar to the line for the Hershey Trojans. Paul Blackburn, seventh year, 101-67. This would be one of his biggest wins in his career.
And kudos to Coach Blackburn and his staff.
There's a rare miss.
They came in here and they spread him out, David, and they looked to attack the rim early. They did get cold there for about 12 minutes straight.
Well, I'll tell you, the fail to make the layup shots for Pencrest is costing the game.
Misses both. Now they got to start making threes and then hope they miss. In and out. Offensive rebound. Mills, no. And the rebound, Hershey. Collar fouled on the backcourt 37.4 seconds ago.
Another layup, Michael.
So it looks like it's going to be Chester against Hershey unless Chester blows a 19-point fourth quarter lead.
We have any idea what that game's going to be?
Update, Chester's up now 67-44.
So that's over.
Let's put them through.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm sure Chester fans will be showing up the next game, and that'll probably be at Reading Tuesday. Missing the first is Kopp, unless still 37 seconds go in this game. Hershey missing foul shots now, leading by 8. Again, got it. Justin Hiding back into the game for Pencrest. 37.4 seconds to go in quarter number 4, a 9-point lead for the Hershey Trojans. Here comes Norwood back. Driving, reverse layup, hand it out, and that kind of sums up the night.
Yes, it does.
27 seconds to go and a foul in the backcourt. Hershey with a rebound, and
they're going to move on. Hey, real quick, though, let's acknowledge Pencrest with a dream season.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic job, Coach Doyle, winning their first ever district title. Those comebacks they did, that last game against Upper Marion was a classic, instant classic. So, this game's going to sting for a little bit. We've all been there. If you coach long enough, you're going to have these kind of games. They've had a great, great season. And Norwood's only a junior, so you get to see him again one more year. So anybody out there listening in the Delco area, you get a chance, go out and see this young man play. He's fantastic.
These two teams could meet again next year in the States. And a free throw is good. Nothing but net again by Jake Wilson. Little Matt Carroll, huh? There it is. Look him up, Hershey fans. Free throw again. Wilson is good.
Matt or Pat?
Oh, Pat. My bad. Pat, yeah, Matt, the older brother. Yeah. Mallon thought about the three. Oh. Turns it over. And a reach-in foul is going with 19 seconds to go. It's going to be on Hershey. Chase Wallace. 11-point lead for the Hershey Trojans. 51-40. Chester up by 23. And Chester making a statement tonight. So 19.7 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. Mallon. Good. Archbishop Carroll, they were winning.
They won. 61-48. Mechanicsburg's now up 38-33 over Springfield in the fourth.
Good again by Mallon. Mallon will come.
I don't want somebody grabbing when that's the thing.
Mallon will come out of the game. And a shout out for the seniors here of Pencrest. 13 seconds to go. 9-point lead, Hershey, and they're going to run out the clock. And standing ovation from the locals here for the Pencrest District 1 Champs boys basketball team. And they'll be back. Final score. They love it here. Hershey, I'm telling you, we must have thousands of listeners up there. They don't have many people down here. But they win it. The Hershey Trojans, 51, and Pencrest, 42 in the opening round of the PIAA 5A state tournament. It's going to be Hershey and Chester in the Sweet 16 on Tuesday. Back to wrap it up following a word from our kind and generous sponsors, DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
The Hershey Trojans advance to the PIAA boys basketball second round with a very solid victory on the road down here in Delaware County against Pencrest from media and the surrounding area, 51-42. Pencrest closes out an unbelievable year. District 1 champs, 20-8 under Mike Doyle. What a job he's done. They have a lot of guys back for next year. Hershey improves to 14-13. Paul Blackburn in his seventh year one of his biggest wins ever. First state playoff win for the Trojans in a long time, Mark.
Kudos to Coach Blackburn and his staff. That was a dynamite game plan. They stuck to it. They did need a little bit of luck. Pencrest for the game shot 14 for 49. That's 29%. They only shot 3 for 16 from beyond the arc. That has to be their worst percentage in all the playoff games
sure.
we've seen.
And you know what's crazy? They're used to playing in this gym.
I love that stat. And here's a crazy stat. And I do this, I've done this for so many years. In the second half, Hershey made 3 shots from the field. All were what? All were 3-pointers. They were 0 for 4 from 2-point land. They made no 2-point baskets in the second half, yet they won a state playoff game. That flabbergasted me. Yeah. They were a solid 13 or 16 from the foul line. They shot 3 air balls in a row from 3-point land. The lead went from, what, 11 or 12 down to 4 or 5. And Pencrest couldn't make that shot or two to get it tied up. And we mentioned a lot of layups. Peter, you said it. Yeah, they had some chances.
They missed at least 11 or 12 layups. When you leave 22 points on the rim and you lose by 11, it's not hard to figure out why you lost.
Right.
Unbelievable. Now, I do know that you said that Archbishop Carroll, also 5A, they won over Great Valley.
They did.
Did you get a score? Upper Marion.
Yes,
Green.
They won.
Upper
they
Marion.
Won by 16 points, correct.
So Upper Marion and Archbishop Carroll, a local game on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
But it won't. Well, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll see where they have it.
That's yeah, it's going to be here. It's going to be in this back in our backyard.
Well,
King of Prussia and Radnor.
Well, we can take a look at it.
Yeah. And, again, the final score here, Hershey 51, Pencrest 42. How's Hershey match up with Chester?
I think pretty darn solid. They have a great perimeter game. They have a great passing game. I just think Chester's so big in the front line. I don't think they can work it inside out as much. They did it against Pencrest because they have a smaller front line. You can't pass the ball down low to Painter against Camper or Sudan.
And look, we don't know how the game would have changed, but had Pencrest had a better situation on the rim, this game would have been either a lot closer or Pencrest would have won it. So, and I just don't see a team like Chester coming in and being that cold.
But Mike, I think Hershey could give Chester some problems with their pressing defense here. They were pressing Norwood and trapping and all. They might have to do that against Chester.
But Chester's got more than one player. I mean, by taking Norwood out of the game effectively, they really cut into the offense. And then with the bad shots or the non-shots on the rim, there just wasn't enough weaponry for Pencrest to come in and try to pull this thing out. On the other hand, Hershey had some very, very cold periods that he just got through it, kept the lead. And, you know, they survived their cold period by making sure Pencrest didn't get hot. And it worked for him, but it could have gone either way.
And if Hershey hits those cold periods against Chester, I don't think Chester will lose.
And one fan's Chester stat, because I know you like A-Rod Carter. You're a big fan. Tonight he was 9 for 9 from the field. Late fourth quarter.
Wow.
There you go. So let's run down the seniors for Pencrest, Yeoman's career, Mike Mallon, Justin Ross, not many, Andrew Gallen, and Manny Ruffin. That's it. A lot of guys back. So does Hershey. So, again, the Hershey Trojans advance to the Sweet 16 PIAA 5A State Tournament, beating Pencrest 51-42. Dave Berman signing off. We'll see you Tuesday somewhere on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.